please.
Would you get Larry O'Brien?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Larry, I see the rules committee gave us a rule. You reckon there's any chance of our getting them to bring it up now while we've got the votes, or are they going to let the Republicans put on a campaign while we wait?
No, I think the thing about it is there's some concern at this point about next week because of the holiday on the 29th and some primary on the 26th. Now, the pay bill is in good shape. Johnston is supposed to get that out of committee by Friday. That's his promise to us. I would think this very honestly. The count yesterday that was given to you as a whip count of 172 Democrats right on mass transit, you recall I questioned it. And I feel that we've got some real work to do on this mass transit bill, that we're going to have to zero in on it very solidly in the same massive effort we've had to make on some of these other things. And I was thinking that to clear any problems in the House, any concern about Senate action on the pay bill, and to have us not have to be worried about attendance next week, which I'm sure will be miserable in view of that long holiday weekend, I was wondering if we shouldn't try to pin them down, the calendar back-to-back, the pay bill, Tuesday, June 2nd, to be voted on. They have a four-hour rule, to be voted on early in the session on Wednesday, June 3rd, to be immediately followed by mass transit, which has a four-hour session, and they would vote on it Wednesday night or Thursday, depending on how they went. And we have the two of them back-to-back. We have a hell of an attendance situation because of the pay bill, and I'm sure that we would probably be in pretty good shape both ways, and it would give us this time to crank these people into line on mass transit. Now, I haven't talked to them up there because I was talking to our boys here about it, and we were exploring it about an hour ago, and I told them to come back to me if they had any other thoughts. Now, we could take one or both of these next week, but the one they'd want to take, if they took either, would be the pay bill. And if they and the pay bill is in good shape. And I'm just wondering if there isn't some advantage having the pay bill back-to-back with mass transit.
Why don't we take them both Tuesday and Wednesday? What I'm afraid of is they got the newspapers, they got the louches, and all the folks that raise hell about the pay bill, and I'm afraid they'll scare a bunch of congressmen off before we get it up.
Well, I would go with them next Tuesday and Wednesday, and I have no objection to that. The only question I have in my mind is the shape we are actually in coldly on mass transit. Now, I've got 166 Democrats on my list, and you heard the speaker mention yesterday that he wanted to look over the list that Hale was talking about. It was just a figure he gave us, 172.
Well, we've got a week to do it.
That's right, and that's fine with me, but God, I don't want them to move a bill onto that floor without the votes. And I told Hale yesterday after breakfast that I certainly had serious doubts about any 35 Republicans at this point. And Hale agreed with me that he doubted it. And I said, well, hell, if that's the case, just adding it to your 172, you have to have 35 Republicans, minimum. And he agreed with that. And I said, I just feel that the hardest count that I've been able to get, and that whip count as of Monday, I don't know what happened from Monday noon when they gave it, D.B. Hardiman gave me the result of it, he had 103 Democrats listed solid. And that was on the basis of the amount of checking that they had done on their end up to then. Our checking, which is goes far beyond that, shows 166. So anyway, hell, it's fine with me. We move it Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm going to be talking to Albert and these guys within the next half hour. And what the hell, we can just have them calendar them, and they could always yank it, you know, if we're in trouble.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.